بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. وروي عن عمرو بن شعيب عن ابيه عن جده رضي الله عنهم ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ليس منا من تشبه بغيرنا. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person is not from us who imitates others. Allah ta'ala gave us our own way. Allah ta'ala gave us the shariat, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is perfection, there is salvation, and there is no other better way than following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is perfect, it is akmal, it is ajmal, it is ashal, most beautiful, most simple, easy, most perfect. And if a person is leaving it out for something else, then he's at a loss. أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. Are you leaving something that is the best for something that is inferior? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person is not a perfect believer. And he is not following our way if he is imitating others in every aspect of our lives. And more so now, as things are getting very cloudy, as the fitnas are increasing, it becomes more necessary to make the lines clear. Which side am I on? Because you get kufr, you get nifaq, and then you get iman. And when the Mahdi will come, and battle, a certain battle will be fought, there will be three categories of people there too. One category will be those that will become martyrs. The other category will be those that will be believers, and they will be victorious. And then there will be another category of people that will run away. And those people will be like the worst type of people on the battlefield on that day. There were that category of people in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that deserted him. And especially in Uhud, 300 Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and 300 deserted Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our elders say that a person can't be la ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula, not this side and not that side. That sometimes I want to look like a Christian, other times I want to look like a Hindu, sometimes I want to celebrate this celebration, and at other times I want to do that celebration. We find that Hindus speak like that. They say, no, we worship all gods, we follow all religions. They're trying to cover all bases. So in Islam, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. There can't be any doubts in a person's beliefs. You can't have any doubts. And our actions also shouldn't reflect that a person is not sure of where he stands, where he is. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِغَيْرِنَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person is not from us. He is not a perfect believer who imitates others. And Allah ta'ala save us and protect us, that a person imitates others, then he ends up like them, totally on that side, mixing with them and imitating them, showing that love for them. Our elders tell us, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. When the souls will be joined up, الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّ. A man will be with who he loves. So if he loved these type of people and he imitated them, whether they are sports stars, superstars, soccer stars, whatever they are, celebrities, whatever category these people are in, and he is imitating them and showing love for them, then it is not ba'id and far-fetched that he can be joined up with them on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah save us and protect us that a person is put into the fire of Jahannam with these type of people. So, ulama mentioned one point, that the magicians, they came against Musa alayhi salam, and they were on behalf of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun had promised them very, very large gifts if they had to win. So right up to that point where they challenged Musa alayhi salam, they were on disbelief, they were with Fir'aun, they were the supporters of Fir'aun. But there was one action that they had done that Allah Ta'ala loved, although they did it with other intentions. And they made tashabbuh of the clothing of Musa alayhi salam. They imitated the clothing of Musa alayhi salam. And when they came in the clothing of Musa alayhi salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at them with a nazar of rahmat. On that basis, ulama say, and they became believers by the end of the day. The beginning of the day, they were the enemies. And at the end of the day, they became very high ranking awliya, to the extent that Fir'aun said, I will cut your limbs from opposite ends. So they said, La dayr, there's no problem. You can do what you want. But now we are believers, we are firm believers. On the basis of imitating the clothing of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So this shows also again, that when a person imitates the right way, then it has the right effect and impact. When a person imitates the wrong ways, then the wrong effect and the wrong impact will be seen. So nevertheless, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts off and says, that person who imitates others is not from amongst us. And even in our greetings, لا تشبه باليهود ولا بالنصارى. Don't imitate the Yahud and don't imitate the Nasara, the Jews and the Christians. Very, very beautifully, someone said, we're making dua and we're saying, Oh Allah, the Jews that are in the lands of the Muslims, the Nasara that have occupied the lands of the Muslims, the Western forces and the armies that are causing havoc in Muslim lands and making dhulam. Akhrijuhum. Oh Allah, take them out of our Muslim lands. And they said, but we're not making dua. That, oh Allah, the Yahudiyat and the Nasraniyat that is in the hearts of our Muslims, the love for the Jews and the Christians and the ways, take that out of our hearts also. First we have to take it out of our hearts. Then Allah Ta'ala will take those armies out of the Muslim lands. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, don't imitate the Jews and the Christians. And especially in this hadith, because it is dealing with the chapter of salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't imitate them in any way, and especially in the salam. فَإِنَّ تَسْلِيمَ الْيَهُودِ الْإِشَارَ بِالْأَصَابِعِ. You see, the Jews, when they make salam, then they do some indications with their fingers towards their forehead or towards their head. So that's their type of salam. In India, you'll see some type of way of salam, how they will make salam. In different parts of the world, they'll have a different way of greeting. وَإِنَّ تَسْلِيمَ النَّصَارَ بِالْأَكُفِ. And the Christians, then they make salam by showing their palms. They greet like that. So we shouldn't make salam in any other way, but in the way that has been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the full salam. Don't distort the salam. Again, we also reminded, don't distort the salam. There's no such thing as salams or any other way of greeting. It has become too common now, abbreviating the salam, and this has no meaning. I was speaking to Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahab Damu Barakatum, and he was explaining, see in the Quran al-Majid, you can't even greet a person with the salam of Jannat in this world. The angels will say, Salamun Alaikum. You can't even tell a person in the world, Salamun Alaikum. That greeting is for the people of Jannat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La taqul, don't say Alayka Salam. Because that is the greeting of the dead. So to say Alayka Salam. You have to greet with the words that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, As-salamu Alaikum. That is how specific our deen is when it comes to these teachings. So nevertheless, inshallah, we will continue next week. But the lesson we learn from this part of the hadith is, don't imitate others, don't imitate the Jews and Christians in any of their ways. And one hadith tells us that before Qiyamah, we are going to follow them, shibran bi shibrin, zira'an bi zira'an, shibran bi shibrin. You're going to follow them closely to this extent that they will go into one hole, and we blindly also follow them and go into that hole also. So Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us from that, that in the silly things that they do also, in the stupid things that they do, and the foolish things, and we become fools because we are following behind them in their dressing, in their hairstyles, in their ways, and even in their greetings. So in the greetings also, between Muslims, we make sure that we use our forms of greeting, and there should be no shyness and embarrassment and any complex in greeting with the salam. Allah Ta'ala give us